in the limelight.
The last three decades show that the U.S. doesn't follow or respect international law and strongly suggest there must be a force to counter the U.S. hegemony that has done so much damage to the world. The world can't allow this malign hegemon to continue to push corporate greed over the interest of life on the planet, says Ron Forthofer, author, in an article published under the heading, Who Needs a Hegemon? Lessening the impact of U.S.-induced chaos. Stay tuned for more. During the period since 1991, the U.S. has misrepresented itself as a benign hegemon. The U.S. mainstream media has worked hard to convince the U.S. public and the world that U.S. actions are for good causes. The U.S. corporate media touted this era as a continuation of Pax Americana. However, many nations around the world view things very differently. They see, for example, the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003 that was based on lies as a major war crime that devastated Iraq and led to the death of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. There were no sanctions imposed on the U.S. or its allies for this shocking crime and no call for reparations to help rebuild Iraq. Moreover, this attack, along with the U.S. involvement in the attack on Libya, and its military support for terrorists in Syria, Daesh, created instability and devastation throughout much of the West Asia region. Many countries also question the U.S. use of unilateral sanctions. Currently, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on 39 nations, including about one-third of the global's population. Many of the sanctioned countries haven't complied with U.S. political positions, and their people have paid a horrible price for these nations attempting to maintain their sovereignty. Although U.S. corporate media seldom, if ever, reports it, sanctions not approved by the U.N. Security Council are a violation of the U.N. Charter. So much for the U.S. touted idea of a rules-based order. Moreover, perhaps even worse, the U.S. uses secondary sanctions to prevent other nations from trading with the targeted nations. In general, sanctions most severely affect the vulnerable and represent a most cruel form of economic warfare, similar to the idea of the siege warfare in the past. Moreover, history shows that the great majority of these U.S. illegal sanctions don't work in bringing about the changes the U.S. regime wants. For example, the U.S. has had sanctions on Cuba for about six decades without bringing down the Cuban government. Among the sanctioned nations, the people of Venezuela have suffered particularly incredible hardships. These nations also see the U.S. support for coups and attempt coups in many nations, that is in Haiti in 2004, in Honduras in 2009, in Ukraine in 2014, and in Bolivia in 2019. In addition, during the past 2 years, there have been coups and coup attempts in Burkina Faso, Mali, Guinea, Gambia, and Mauritania led by U.S. regime-trained military officers. Nations around the world also see how the U.S. regime prevents actions to be taken against its allies for their appalling violations of international law. The fabricated regime of Israel is a prime example, escaping any sanctions for its many war crimes and for its continuing occupation and theft of Palestinian land and for its violations of human rights in the West Bank and Gaza. In addition, the Zionist regime has escaped sanctions for its criminal attacks on Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria, and for its illegal occupation of the Golan Heights. Moreover, given the U.S. attacks on Iraq and other countries, people around the world are angry about U.S. hypocrisy over imposing sanctions on just some countries. Regardless, the last 3 decades show that the U.S. regime doesn't follow or respect international law and strongly suggest there must be a force to counter the U.S. hegemony that has done so much damage to the world. In particular, nations of the world need to work together if there is to be any chance of lessening the disastrous impact of climate chaos. The world can't allow this malign hegemon to continue to push corporate greed over the interest of the life on the planet.